Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Now, if there's one thing that we can all agree on about some of the things we've been going through over the past year, it's that the level of hostility we're facing in our world seems to be going up. The level of hostility that we're facing has been rising in many ways prior to the past year, but in some ways, what we've been going through over the last 12 months, we've kind of reached a boiling point or a fever pitch on many of these struggles that we've been facing. I mean, take your pick. Think about the pandemic or politics, the economy, ecological disasters, amongst the things that we can look to and see the rising levels of hostility. And we know that these are not good things. Now, I need to add quickly that there are matters of justice and injustice related to a lot of these things. And the fact of the matter is that when you are facing injustices, there's going to be conflict. When you're trying to bring about justice, there will be conflict. But just because there's conflict doesn't mean there has to be hostility. I mean, there's good and healthy conflict that helps us resolve these issues. But then there's unhealthy and bad conflict that usually devolves into further hostilities when we try to do these things. Furthermore, evidence of the way in which we are struggling with these hostilities in our world today. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I know you already know, which is I know that you don't want a world filled with hostility, and that I don't want a world filled with hostility. I mean, these challenges we're facing, where we have increasing levels of struggle and polarization and marginalization, all these things are not good for us. And as important as it is that I know that you don't want that and that I don't want that, it is infinitely more important that that is not what God wants for us either. God does not want us to have a world filled with hostility. God does not want us to have a hostile life. Now, the fact of the matter is, the good news is that God has done something about this hostility. God did something so that we don't have to live in a world that is bound by the power of hostility that we face. And what did God do? God sent Jesus to bear the burden and the consequence of all the hostilities. God sent Jesus to bear the burden specifically of the hostilities of sin and death so that we could be free. Free from these consequences and free to help the world experience what God wants for it. That's what God did through Jesus, and that's what God did through Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection. He showed us that God did not want these things to be present in all of our lives, and that God was going to do something about it so that we could experience what God wants for us. Now, God did this beautiful thing for us so that we could have freedom in this life. Freedom from these hostilities so that we could experience what God wants for us. Now, God did this beautiful thing through Jesus, but that's not the only thing that God did through Jesus. It's through the life and ministry of Jesus that God also shows us how we are supposed to be people who bring about the end of these hostilities. How we're supposed to live out the way in which Jesus lived as an example, live that in our own lives, so that we can help the world become the place that God wants it to be. Now, I know that you're thinking to yourself, well, these are some pretty big issues we're facing. These are some pretty tough challenges that are ahead of us. Who am I as one person, or who are we as one family to try to take on these things? And the reality is, I share in these concerns. I too wonder, who am I as one person, or who am I as part of one family or one church trying to figure this out? But the fact of the matter is, God doesn't want to focus on what we can't do. God wants us to focus on what we can do. And God wants us to focus on what we can do because some of these issues have become personal to us. And when these issues or when these challenges or hostilities become personal to us, that's how we know that's the issue, that's the hostility we're called to reduce or remove. I'm guessing that through the past year, you have found yourself in a moment where one of these big issues has become personal to you, where it's become part of your sphere of influence and part of your life. And in that moment, when something has gone from being sort of out there to in your life, that's when you know that that's the hostility that God wants you to help reduce or remove. Now, what does this look like? Well, it can look like a million different things. Maybe for you, it might look like deciding that if someone offers an insult to you, you're going to return that insult instead of with another insult, with an affirmation or an encouragement. Or maybe the next time you find yourself in an argument, perhaps over one of these core issues that we're going through, you're going to decide, I'm not going to make the argument worse, but rather I'm going to decide that I'm going to find out why this person believes what they do. Find out what they believe about this and how did they come to believe this? Instead of engaging them in an argument, trying to prove to them that they were wrong. I mean, have you ever left a family gathering where you've been upset because someone tried to understand you better? No, we leave family gatherings struggling because someone was trying to prove to us that we were wrong and that they were right. And that only serves to increase the hostilities. Now, there's a myriad of ways that we can seek to reduce the hostilities in our life. But the most important thing is that we find out the ways that we can, that we respond to the ways in which God calls us into helping these hostilities be reduced or removed. Because whether we know it or not, God is calling each one of us to do this work. God is calling each one of us to help the world come to understand and know that God doesn't want us to live through the power and through the condemnation that comes from these hostilities, especially the ones that God has defeated, the ones of sin and death. And we need to be reminded of this hope. We need to be reminded of this promise that God gives to us on Easter and through Christ's resurrection. We need to be reminded about that all the time, but especially on this special day, and especially in this time in our lives, and in the time of the journey that we're going through. You know, life has a way of always trying to get us to forget the hope we have in God. Life has a way of always trying to chip away at our confidence that God is with us and God is for us. But especially when we face such dire circumstances and struggles that we have over the past year, those life circumstances chip away at us more and more. So perhaps more than ever, we need to be reminded of the hope we have that we don't have to face the consequences of the hostility because God has defeated them for us. Because God has sent Jesus to defeat the power of sin and death, so we don't have to face those consequences. God has done something amazing for us through Jesus Christ. God has done the hard work that God had to do so that we could experience the freedom that God wants for us. But because God gives us that freedom and gives that hope, God then wants us to do the work that we're called to do, to help reduce and remove the hostilities in this life so that all people might come to know the hope and the love and the freedom and the peace that God wants for all people. So let's do our work to reduce the hostility so that all people might know that they are loved by God.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.